invite Roy McLaughlin now to platform, and he's going to be interviewing our guest that has come all the way from, was it Chicago? Yeah, he was the one that kind of took a day to get here. We'd love you to have him with us, Randy, and Roy is you.
Well, Randy's here with his wife Kay, so welcome Kay, where are you? Longest journey to this conference. We're here for 10 minutes to talk about an extraordinary journey that Randy and Kay have taken, which is in this book, No Greatness Without Goodness, How a Father's Love Changed a Company and Sparked a Movement. It's a great book, not least because it's published by the company that I'm a chairman of. So, Randy, tell me, what is this book about, and why did you write it?
Well, it's a short story. It's about how people came together across three continents to do something that was completely unprecedented. It was to build a state-of-the-art, mission-critical plant where one-third of the people would be people with disabilities and probably never had a job. And the outcome of that was not only it changed that environment and was successful, it spread throughout the company and now to other companies around the world.
And we ought to say that this company was Walgreens. Now, do you know, who knows what Walgreens, is that a name that means anything to anybody? Walgreens is a huge company that owns Boots. And it owns many other companies around the world.
So it's about 8,000 stores. It's the largest drug chain in the United States, and it's recently Boots and Walgreens merged.
And Randy was Senior Vice President at Walgreens, so what you were doing was really very, very significant for the whole company.
Well, I tried not to sell it that way, to get it to be successful in selling it. Oh, this is going to be something that's going to be perfect and work out from the get-go. Matter of fact, the board, everybody asks, how did you convince your board to spend $180 million on a building this big? It's going to be one-third people with disabilities. And I said, well, and they said, what if it doesn't work? That was a good question. I said, well, if it doesn't work, then we'll adjust. And they said, okay. And the only thing they've said since then is, thank you.
Now, this book says how a father's love changed the company. What's that about?
We have three children. Our middle child, Austin, has autism. He's now 26. And it's seeing life through his eyes and seeing those other parents out there with children with disabilities of all kinds, not just necessarily autism. Every disability has its challenge. Who lay awake at night and living this same experience. Because I think every parent shares the same hope, to live one day longer than our child. Because what's going to happen after we're gone? And seeing that, and thinking every day, who's going to do something about this? And then essentially, what can I do about this? So when the opportunity came along, why not? We were hiring a bunch of people. Who did we expect to make a difference if it wasn't going to be us? So from there, it was more or less straightforward, with some curves around the way, a lot of detours around things, but essentially that was the mission of it.
And it's become a reality, it's happening.
Become a reality much bigger than we would ever believe. It's what we hoped. And we did tell, I think, how we got everybody on board, because people ask, how did you get everybody on board? I think what got everybody excited is when we told them, said, we're going to do this, it's never been done, it's mission critical, one-third of the workforce, everybody counting is okay. And then we said, and when we're done and we're successful, we're going to open our doors to the world, even our competitors, and we're going to give it all away. That's what made everybody excited about it.
Mm. And other business people have responded really positively about that?
Most certainly. They've come from all over, and a lot of them have opened up their own programs. Marks and Spencer here in the UK. I'm getting ready to go to a center there
tomorrow morning
to see them. They came over, they saw it, they said, we can do this here in the UK. People in Brazil have come, the ICA, the biggest grocer in Sweden, is doing this, and lots of other companies like P&G, the names you may know over here, Colgate, GSK, some of the pharmaceuticals. So we just need more to join the club.
Gordon said to me before this, he's changing the world, not just about beliefs. You probably talked on the phone yesterday, and you said, do people just debate about beliefs? Because actually, I want to do things.
How do we live our faith? What does our faith say up in the world? Will it? And people ask, well, would your faith have anything to do with this? And I say, about the same as the water has to do with the fish. Yeah. It's all things. It's through. It's living it and their strength in it.
Right, thank you so much. As a good publisher, and I should. The book is No Greatness Without Goodness by Randy Lewis, How a Father's Love Changed the Company and Sparked a Movement, and it's by that well-known publisher, Lion Hudson. It's on the bookstore, and it's a great read. Now, we'll be moving